Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike. It's Monday, March 6th. Another episode of Talking Gotham. We're finally caught up. Amy and I are finally caught up. We're going to be talking about The Gentle Art of Making Enemies. It was the winter finale that aired on the 30th of January on Fox. 3 pages of notes, but don't worry, people. I think I've figured out what I want to talk about. Or, better yet, people, maybe I should let Amy...
It'll all be all about Jerome. Anything in between, after Jerome, all about Jerome.
All right, so go for it. What did you like about this episode?
I loved when he kidnapped Bruce.
Yes, I'd agree.
I did. I loved that. And I just loved that the way they were walking around the carnival.
I do have I said the human carnival was pretty dope. I thought that was really creative.
It was.
Awesome.
But just Bruce, the way he was like Bruce actually was my hero in this one.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah, I loved Jerome, and you know how I am about the bad guys. I really like the bad guys.
Uh-huh.
But Bruce was my hero, especially with the staples.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
When he was like stapling his arm and he wasn't crying out in pain, I was like, "Oh, little Bruce, I know it hurts."
But then
I've done that before.
Then eventually he did cry out for pain.
Yes.
So, but no, I think you're right. I think that moment there, especially when Jerome is telling him that there's no heroes in Gotham and you see Bruce's face, I was like, oh shit, there's Batman.
Yeah.
There's Batman.
He's actually becoming his own. I really hope, I know everybody wants Batman, but I hope they don't do like this whole jump forward and boom, there's Batman. And then the guy that plays Bruce, I think his name is David. I'm sorry, I don't like go into the characters like real world with this show, but I hope they don't like replace him for Batman. You know what I mean?
I don't research, so I don't. I heard when this show came out, we will not be seeing adult Batmans
okay,
or Riddlers or any of this stuff. So
that's good.
That's what you know. I want to see the process. I want to see him. I hope they keep the same dude, and we see him grow and grow.
Yeah,
and
because
grow.
He's like I was rewatching the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Of the whole season or the series, and I was like, oh my god, he was so young.
Yeah, he's coming into a man. He's becoming a man.
Yeah, and I really liked him in this episode. Like, he didn't at the end when that when the staple fell, I was a little nervous for him. I was like, oh shit.
The staple.
Yeah, you know, at the very end when he's trying to pick the lock.
Oh.
It falls before he gets the next one.
He's not gonna die.
Well, you never know. He could have got hurt.
He's not going to die. Come on. But I did enjoy the carnival scene. I definitely like that whole I don't know. Do you remember Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee?
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God! If I was right there in front of you, I would punch you in your face.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't hit a girl.
Oh, you're not a girl right now. Yes, when they ran into the House of Mirrors, that reminded me of the Enter the Dragon. With Bruce Lee, and for people that are watching it know what I'm talking about. For Amy, you have no clue, but I thought that was
no,
dope.
No, with those mirror rooms, they kind of freak me out.
I thought that was dope. It was.
I love when they use them in the movies and TV shows, but they use them a lot. But they freak me out in real world.
I loved it when Jerome killed that dude and used the blood to make Bruce's face as a clown. Awesome! You don't even remember that.
Yes, he made his frown. He's like, here, you need to smile more, and he made a frown.
Are you sure?
Yes!
That's not what happened.
It wasn't a smile. It was a frown.
It was a crooked frown smile. Way to go. Yeah, so I thought that was great. I mean, Jerome stole it. Bruce, I would agree, I think became Batman for me in this episode just for the fact that it was like there's no heroes in Gotham. There is now.
There is.
What do you think about the whole thing with, we lose Penguin. I mean, finally, Nygma.
Is he dead, though?
He's not dead. He can't be dead. We already know he can't be dead. I just think it's going to...
He better not be dead.
I think he's just going to... He's going to hide out because, of course, Nygma finally comes out and says, I know you killed Isabella.
Yeah, but, I mean, he... Poor Penguin. He, like, pours his heart out.
Yeah.
He's like, I love you.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, okay, they're both bad guys, and I love both of them. So if I had to take a bad guy side, I would have to go with Nygma on this one.
Me too.
You know,
sorry, Penguin, but I'm with Nygma.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have meddled. He could have, you know, just had him around and just, you know, looked at him if he liked him. But he had to kill Isabella.
Exactly, because I mean, the Penguin. Oh, he only got his way when he took over. And that's when he kept getting his way. So he should have realized, yo, I can't get my way on this one.
I mean, some people would say, because, you know, Penguin does remind him, like, if she would have been around, you probably would have killed her too. You know? And maybe Nygma would have. But
yeah.
That's his girlfriend if he wants to murder her. Not Penguin's.
Exactly. If he wants to murder her, that's fine. But yeah. If somebody else does it, no.
Yeah, but when he shot him, I was like, oh, dang. Because I really thought at one moment he was going to be like.
But I don't think he would have murdered her because he's worked through his demons.
No. Okay.
I think he has.
Okay. Yeah. You're putting a lot of. No. I think.
I'm putting a lot of faith in him.
Yeah. I think Nygma would have killed her by accident. It would have been by accident. Something would have crossed over and his other side would have came out and bam. So.
Yeah, probably.
But it's going to be dope because Gotham returns April 24th. And I don't know if you saw the commercial.
No.
The episode is going to be called How the Riddler Got His Name. So I think we're going to start seeing the suit, the question mark, which is going to be dope as hell.
So we get a little backstory on Nygma.
Yes. Also, the owl people have the fake Bruce all decked out looking like Bruce. So you know some shit's going to go down with that.
Yeah. Can we talk about how Jim is part, his family's part of this?
Uncle Frank is part of the owl organization.
And his dad was too because Jim had a ring.
So I'm wondering how this is going to pan out.
So I thought these were bad guys, but apparently these are good guys. Like, they protect the city.
I think they protect the city, but they like to make money on their own terms. Like,
yeah, they're kind of like the mob.
They're like a bully bodyguard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I we're going to see what happens. But I do like Uncle Frank. I don't know the actor's name. He's from The Warriors. Did you ever see The Warriors?
I did not see that, but I saw some other stuff. I'm sorry, Mike. I don't watch that many movies like you watch.
The Warriors is a classic. It's oh my gosh. We're probably going to get hate email for this.
I'm sorry.
But he was in it. But he's been in a lot of stuff, and I like this guy.
But if Jim turns him down, he's like, you know what's going to happen. They're going to kill Jim.
They're not going to kill Jim.
Do you think Jim's going to turn him down?
Well, I think if he finds out that he knows the secret organization is running Gotham and making good and bad things happen. You know, Jim, it's not going to go for that.
That's true.
So, but yeah, I thought this was a great winter finale. Awesome winter finale.
You know, I didn't even know it was a finale. I kept waiting and waiting for it to come back, and I was like, what the hell?
All right, people, I think we're done.
He always cuts me off. He doesn't like it when I go on my little rant.
No, because you're not making sense.
Yes, I am. I didn't know it was a finale. I actually had to ask you.
I'm trying. You're embarrassing yourself, please.
Whatever.
Stop it. Stop it. Go eat something.
I need to eat. I'm hungry.
Jesus Christ. You just had like a whole turkey and you had potato chips.
I had like four fries.
If you were eating fries, those were the loudest fries I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's just because the mic was right next to my mouth. Now nobody wants to hear this. Say goodbye, Mike.
All right,
where they can listen to us.
This is it, people. Thanks for tuning in for the winter finale recap show. If you want to check us out, a couple spots, Talking Gotham on iTunes. Just search us and you'll find us. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Variety Radio Online or the VRO.com is Amy's blog right there. Just search Variety Radio Online. Everything pops up there. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Or /Variety Radio Online. You can find our podcast there as well. If you prefer to use Blog Talk Radio, Amy's there. And she puts our shows on there as well. So just search Variety Radio Online on Blog Talk Radio. And I think that is it. Twitter, Instagram. That is mine is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat is on my blog. I Watch Mike on Facebook. If you want to find Amy's stuff, thevro.com. Search the staff and you'll find Amy's Twitter, all that
stuff. Instagram, all that good stuff.
Coolio. So that is it. We will return. It's obvious the next episode is Monday night on Fox. So once it returns April 24th, we will recap it on that Tuesday.
It ain't Monday night, is it?
What?
Is it? Yeah, never mind.
I got to go now. Jesus Christ, you're embarrassed. Go eat something, please. Go eat something. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Fall apart without a fight. My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Ha 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 ha!